We do begin with breaking news in the ongoing nationwide vaccine rollout. A U.S. health panel says the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks and recommends restarting vaccinations immediately. Out of nearly 8 million vaccinations across America, health officials found 15 cases of blood clots, three of them deadly. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris joining us live from D.C. And Allison, what does this mean for the vaccine rollout moving forward?
Well, Nicole, this would once again add a third vaccine to the U.S. vaccination efforts. As you know, this is the only single-dose shot, which some people prefer and is preferred out in rural areas and to get this vaccine out to underserved communities. This vote happened moments ago, a 10-4 vote. This is a panel that advises the CDC on this. This is a recommendation. It's not the final say. The CDC and the FDA would have to sign off for final approval, but this could get back out on the market as soon as this weekend, if it does. The Johnson & Johnson pause happened on April 13th. It's been a pause ongoing now for 10 days. It has not really done a lot of damage to vaccination efforts. The U.S. still averaging about 3 million doses into arms every day, but it certainly would strengthen vaccination efforts across the country. You know, Johnson & Johnson, what happened is on April 13th, the federal agencies called for an investigation into 6 cases, less than 1 in a million, of rare blood clots in women. The Johnson & Johnson officials have told the FDA that it will add a warning label once this does return to the market, if given final approval, it does come with risks for women 50 and under. So we're still waiting for the final say from the CDC and the FDA, but this is a good step forward from this advisory panel signing off that Johnson & Johnson should return to the market. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation.